A staggering truth haunts the business world. 85% of new products fail. Behind each failure lies millions in investment, countless hours of work, and dreams that never materialized. Yet some innovations break through spectacularly, not through luck, but by following invisible patterns that connect human needs, cultural shifts, and overlooked opportunities. Think of Steve Jobs' insight that creativity is just connecting things. The challenge isn't generating ideas, it's making the right connections. Innovation isn't about sudden genius striking from nowhere. It's about systematically weaving together threads that others miss, forgotten technologies, emerging behaviors, insights from distant industries, and deep human truths. This approach transforms innovation from unpredictable magic into a learnable craft, turning the overwhelming failure rate into a navigable pathway toward breakthroughs that genuinely matter. Your brain isn't a rigid machine. Both hemispheres collaborate continuously, the left capturing details, the right grasping the bigger picture. Innovation emerges when you rapidly shift between divergent thinking, exploring possibilities, and convergent thinking, evaluating ideas. During creative breakthroughs, your brain enters transient hypofrontality. Your organizing frontal lobes quiet down, letting your mind wander. Jazz musicians demonstrate this. When improvising, their dorsolateral prefrontal cortex decreases activity, bypassing filters that block unconventional ideas. This explains why insights arrive in the shower rather than formal brainstorming sessions. Researcher Anthony McCaffrey's generic parts technique trains people to describe objects without their typical function, viewing plug prongs as potential screwdrivers. People trained this way solved 67% more problems. The innovation as youth stereotype crumbles. The average successful tech founder is 40, and entrepreneurs aged 55 to 64 have almost twice the success rate of those under 35. Conference rooms filled with people shouting ideas rarely produce breakthroughs. Nina Swift discovered drops while doing laundry. Frustrated by messy liquid detergent, she sparked her husband Jonathan Proper to create single-use packets, eliminating measuring and waste. Innovation occurs when your brain ties existing knowledge together in new patterns. Sleep plays a crucial role. During REM sleep, your brain makes novel connections. German neuroscientist Ulrich Wagner found people who slept after learning a task were 3 times more likely to discover hidden solutions. Even 90-minute naps boost creativity. Regular exercise also enhances cognition. 30 minutes of aerobic activity increases innovative potential immediately and hours afterward. Brainstorming works best for expanding ideas, not creating them. The most effective sessions include diverse participants from unexpected backgrounds, creating productive noise that leads to brilliance.
Most original ideas build on existing concepts. Einstein's E equals MC2 combined known principles into something revolutionary. Secretary Bet Nesmith Graham turned ancient tempera paint into liquid paper. Past assets become extraordinary when viewed through fresh eyes. Deep research into your industry's knowledge base, past research, reports, forgotten traditions, reveals contradictions that spark insights. You're examining existing information from new angles, creating research that becomes invaluable when observing customers. Our perceptions are deeply flawed. Familiarity creates false permanence. Nassim Taleb's narrative fallacy describes how imperfect stories about the past shape present perceptions. Daniel Kahneman's Why Ciati principle, what you see is all there is, explains our tendency to build complete narratives from limited evidence while ignoring our ignorance. When Sarah Robb O'Hagan took over Gatorade in 2008, sales had dropped 10% while Powerade gained 13%. Deep research revealed that high school athletes and weekend warriors, just 22% of buyers, accounted for nearly half of sales. By refocusing on these core consumers and expanding from hydration to sports nutrition, she transformed a $7 billion category into a $20 billion opportunity. The insight was hiding in existing data. Your last failure may contain the seeds of your next success. About 9 out of 10 companies that successfully renew themselves build that renewal on hidden assets, neglected businesses, unexplored insights, and latent capabilities. Procter & Gamble adapted foaming technology from hair color products to create water-efficient body cleansers for developing markets. 3M transformed its failed superglue formula into Post-it notes. Many groundbreaking inventions resulted from accidents. Microwave ovens, Scotchgard, and X-ray machines were all discovered while inventors pursued something else entirely. Silly Putty began as a failed WW2 rubber substitute, but found new life when marketer Peter Hodgson packaged it as a toy. Old technologies often retain unappreciated value. The Swiss watch industry rejected quartz technology in the 1960s, then watched it capture 95% of the market. Yet mechanical watches found new life by appealing to connoisseurs who valued their complexity and craftsmanship, creating today's thriving $20 billion luxury watch industry. Systematically audit your assets for hidden value, abandoned projects, existing patents, customer complaints signaling unmet needs, adaptable manufacturing processes, and brand associations that could extend into new categories. Nintendo's evolution from playing cards to video games, or Fujifilm's transformation from photography to cosmetics, demonstrate how companies can leverage core competencies in unexpected ways. Innovation typically comes from adapting existing ideas rather than creating new ones. World mining involves seeking external inspiration from other companies, experts, and consumers, then identifying valuable benefits from analogous categories and assessing transferable technologies. Technology transfer dates back 5,000 plus years. Gutenberg's printing press borrowed Chinese movable type concepts and adapted wine press mechanisms. Reinforced concrete began with a French gardener adding metal mesh to flower pots. Large R&D budgets don't guarantee success. Booz & Co. found top spenders like Toyota and Pfizer didn't provide the best returns, while Apple and Google achieved better leverage from innovation spending. Over 70% of inventive people believe their best ideas come from exploring areas outside their expertise. Without expert preconceptions, these innovators more easily discover novel applications. John Osher exemplifies this approach. After selling Cap Toys to Hasbro for $120 million, he noticed electric toothbrushes lacked affordable options. By transferring inexpensive lollipop spinning technology from his Spin Pop to toothbrushes, he created Spinbrush. While established companies tried innovating down from $80 products, Osher improved upon 80-cent technology. Procter & Gamble acquired Spinbrush, which now generates approximately $300 million annually. Successful innovations work with existing behaviors, not against them. True insights must be novel, making new connections, compelling, commercially viable, and propelling, exciting enough to drive action forward. Many businesses confuse observations with insights. Real insights reveal hidden connections and point toward game-changing products. Anne Moore watched African mothers carry babies in slings and created the Snuggly Carrier, giving American parents mobility while maintaining close bonds. Understanding behavior requires observation, empathy, and curiosity. P&G and Haier succeed by adapting products to match actual use rather than scolding customers for misuse. Reframing problems through unexpected questions drives breakthroughs. Progressive Insurance showed competitors' rates, humanizing the buying process. Priceline let consumers set prices, flipping the travel industry's model. Consumer modifications reveal crucial insights. MIT professor Eric von Hippel documented millions adapting products to solve specific problems. The zip holder's elastic double loop prevented accidental unzipping. Rick Hopper's reed rest magnetic clip generated millions by keeping reading glasses accessible, solving frustrations everyone felt but few addressed. Innovation and capitalism can drive sustainable businesses, generating both profits and social good. Patagonia's Footprint Chronicles reveals its production process, enabling consumers to choose products with less environmental impact. When Walmart mandated environmental sustainability from suppliers in 2005, it became one of only two NYSE stocks to rise during the 2008 downturn. Strategic interventions transform societies. Hindustan Unilever's Shakti Amas program trained rural Indian women as sales representatives, building distribution networks while breaking wealth barriers. New York City reduced crime using the broken window theory, addressing small disorders to prevent larger crimes. Daniel Epstein's Unreasonable Institute trains entrepreneurs to solve social problems profitably. Graduate Ben Lyon created CopoCopo Inc., a mobile payment app for areas without accessible banking. Cynthia Koning founded Wello, making cylinder-shaped containers, allowing women to roll water home rather than carry it. True innovation offers purpose beyond profit. The invisible thread connecting breakthrough innovations is humanity. Choose authentic social responsibility initiatives directly connected to your innovation. Make it genuine. Tell your story passionately. Emphasize transparency. Enduring innovations aren't just marketplace successes. They make the world better.